For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team opens up WCHA play this weekend after a bye week last week, joined by Owen Sillinger, freshman forward, centerman out of Regina, Saskatchewan. You've shown in exhibition game and two real games that offense seems to come kind of naturally for you. What does come the most natural for you offensively?
I think hard work. I think, you know, nothing comes easy in this game. Obviously, it's college, you know, Division I hockey. You know, it's the best of the best out here, and I think just hard work and a good attitude and, you know, wanting to be better each game is what's getting me, you know, everything right now.
Offensively, what have you had to work the most at over the years?
Just getting to the dirty areas. Everything, you know, is deserved inside the paint there right by the goalie, and that's where you got to get. And, yeah, like I said, that comes easy out here. And, obviously, you know, my two line mates, Aaron Miller and Jay Dickman, have, you know, done everything they need to do in order for our team to win.
How has that chemistry come so quickly for you three?
Hard work and practice. You know, nothing comes easy. We've been, you know, focusing on the details a lot these past couple weeks. And obviously, you know, we had an off weekend here this past week. We've been, you know, working on some things that, you know, could have thought we'd done better. And so we did.
You almost didn't play college hockey. You almost signed the major juniors. Your dad, longtime NHLer. What kind of conversations did you have with your dad about the decision and where to go?
Honestly, he left it up to me. Obviously, you know, he guided me, you know, whatever which way he thought, you know, I'd been most successful. But at the end of the day, it was my decision, and I wanted to play college hockey, and I'm very proud of my decision.
What made BSU seem to be the right fit?
I think, you know, everything. I think, you know, with, you know, the coaching experience that Tom had, and obviously with Vince and Eddie there, I knew that, you know, they were coaching staff that, you know, could bring me to the next level. You know, now that I'm here, obviously they're teaching me kind of the ins and outs of the league and everything like that. And, of course, the leadership group that we have with Justin Beaudry and Dylan Eichstead, I think everything is, you know, going great so far, and I can't wait to work these next couple weeks as well.
You played junior hockey in Penticton, about 3,000 fans a night. You go to the Ralph. I've been in that building now so many times, I don't even remember my first trip there. What was your first trip like to the Ralph?
In warm-ups, I was a little bit amazed. I knew that it was going to be, you know, I knew that the heat was going to get turned up right away, and you know, I tried, you know, not to really think about it, but, you know, you can tell when you're on the bench, you can really, you know, almost not hear yourself think. You know, it's loud. They got the student section going. But, hey, it pumped up our guys as well. You know, we matched their intensity. We played just hard as they did, and it showed.
What does it mean to you guys that you were able to fight and scratch and claw your way back into that and really be within an eyelash of winning on Saturday night?
Yeah, it means a lot. It shows a lot of character in our group. You know, we kind of had that never-quit attitude. We knew we were going to get a bounce, you know, here and there, and I thought our special teams was – you know, kind of the reason for our great weekend and stuff like that. And, you know, when Combs is going to get in the slot, he's not going to make a mistake. So it's pretty big for him.
Northern Michigan this week, points are on the line. Does anything change with how you prepare when points are on the line or if it's a non-conference game?
Absolutely not. Like I said, you know, before we had an off weekend, you know, we kind of worked on our, you know, improved in some situations where we thought, you know, we could have got better at. And, you know, this week we're hungry. We know special teams, again, is going to be a big role we have to fill there. And we're excited.
Best of luck.
Thank you.